This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Right now we are about to welcome a very special guest. He's in the studio. He's a young Melbourne producer. At just 16, he was signed and managed by Avicii's label. He's all of 19 now. He's a DJ. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He's a producer. His name is Robbie Bergen. He's Throttle. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, you're a Melbourne boy.
I am, through and through.
So the question of the week, of course, is what footy team do you back for?
Melbourne, unfortunately. Well, I mean, not that. I mean, semi-unfortunately. But it was sadder a couple of years ago, that's for sure.
True. So
I'm getting happier by the year.
You did actually win a couple of matches.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
You did all right. You were obviously barracking for the Bulldogs, though, I'd assume.
I was, yeah. I had a show in Geelong, actually, last week, so I was kind of praying that they got in, but not to be. So I think everyone in Geelong was going for the Bullies too, anyone against Sydney.
Unless you had some weird allegiance with Sydney.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you live in Melbourne, you had to be going for the Bulldogs.
Exactly.
All right, so good to know. You're a solid Melbourne boy with a good footy
team. I passed the first test.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. The first major question, how the hell does it happen and how does it feel to be signed to an Avicii's label at 16?
Yeah, that was crazy. I had just been putting stuff online pretty much until the age of about 16 when they reached out, and that was a huge milestone for me a couple of years ago, and they asked me to do a remix of one of his singles. So, yeah, that was a big deal back then, and then have since moved on from that camp to be with Warner here and another label overseas. But, yeah, that was really a turning point for me.
So you're on quite a few remixes under that label.
Yeah, yes.
Quite a list of pop artists and pop songs. What were a couple of them?
Yeah, I did one for Sam Smith, which was a huge honour because that was, I guess, his first breakthrough single.
Yep.
With Stay With Me, I did the Avicii one, and I think that was probably it under them, unless there's something else.
I'm trying to find
there's
the list.
There's probably one more.
Yes,
but
there was. Was there a Conrad Silver?
There was, yeah. That was actually through the guys at Warner here.
Okay.
So that was probably the strongest one I've done, I think, to date, and he's an incredible artist.
So what sort of producer do you consider yourself to be? Are you a DJ first? Are you a remixer? Are you a songmaker?
Kind of all of the above, I guess. I started as a DJ at 13, so there's always like, as they laugh, no, there's always the house party DJ in me.
Yeah, yeah.
Wanting to, well, I mean, as a young DJ, you're always wanting to impress the crowd of, you know, fellow 13-year-olds around you. So there's always that little kid in me that still wants to make, I guess, party fun music, which definitely comes out in Moneymaker. But I guess then really am a producer at heart. I kind of shied away from the DJing for a couple of years and really honed in on all the production stuff. And more recently, I've started getting into songwriting too. So it's all coming together now more than ever that I'm sort of trying to balance all three of them rather than prioritizing one.
So a little while ago, this thing popped up. That's a fairly recognisable tune.
It is.
You got to remix a classic Earth, Wind & Fire song.
I did, yeah. It was something I started for fun, actually. I was finishing my year 12 exams, and it was like, I'll just do a bit of study and then do a bit of my Earth, Wind & Fire remix. But this was, at the time, it was just for fun, and it was nothing that they'd commissioned or asked me to do. And I did probably four or five versions. I had like a hip-hop version, a chill-out version, a very intense version, then finally set it on this one that you're hearing now. And once it was done, took it to the band and the label, and it was approved within a couple of weeks, I think.
So is it true that you are the only artist that's ever officially been allowed to put out an official remix?
So they say. I think it's no one else has been able to use the original parts, I think. I think it's been chopped up and sampled and released before, but there's a technicality there, but I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So if you've been on a dance floor lately and thought you recognised a bit of Earth, Wind & Fire, it was probably Throttle's brand new remake remix.
Probably.
Well done.
Thank you.
And big kudos for getting it as an official remix, because I know, particularly with those older bands, they're very, very tight with their material.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's have a bit of a talk about something else. I know that we picked up a song last year.
Together, with you
with David Spector.
Yes, yeah. That was a big one for me. Not at the time, really, but recently it has been. It's sort of, for other reasons, it's kind of taken off.
So David's a Canadian producer and vocalist.
Yep.
So how did you meet up with him?
That was through a label I was with at the time. They introduced us. And I guess that one took ages to come out. That probably took a year longer than it should have. So by the time it was out, it was not quite relevant to what we'd wanted to really do together and the sound we wanted to put out. So we, as well as that track did, we've been working together on everything since. And Moneymaker he wrote with me, and the next two or three singles he's written with me. And we've been working together really closely since then just to deliver stuff that we're really, really happy with and stuff that's really closely attached to the brand that I want to put out, and he's been helping me with that. So,
well, before we say goodbye together,
okay.
We are going to spin it because I think it's a great track.
Thank you.
And not only did you and David write it together, and David's the vocalist on the song, it got picked up as one of Hillary's campaign tracks. There's a couple of big ones that are all in that very together.
She loves the together stuff. Every time they because she always has something like with the word together in her campaign or something, and every single time there's something like that, my parents or my grandpa are like, "Look, she's using your song." Guys, I don't think it's directly.
All right, let's have a bit of a reminder. This is Throttle with David Spector. It's from late last year. This is called Together on Joy.
There's no map where we want to go.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
CNC Drive Factory, Chris and Cam. Tristan's with us as well. But more importantly, in the studio right now is 19-year-old producer Robbie Bergen. Robbie's better known as Throttle. That's the trade name
such. It is.
Where the hell did Throttle come from?
That was the best thing I could come up with when I was 13 years old, unfortunately. I've grown to like the name, but it's not the best name. But I think, I mean, at the time I was making way more aggressive music. So when I saw it, I was like,
Full Throttle.
That is awesome. I'll be the coolest kid on the block now. And then, you know, look at me now. I'm not quite loving the name still. But, I mean, it's something that's, I guess, grown. Well, that I've grown to like, even though it might not be reflective of the type of music I'm putting out now.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just a name and you grow into it and
it's just a brand
at the end of the day.
And,
yeah.
And also, I mean, it's not like there's a whole bunch of other DJs that are fighting over it.
Exactly. So. Yeah. No, it's great in that respect. I guess at the start I guess you get attached to it and you feel like it's you. But, you know, as time goes on, you see it more as a brand. And, yeah, I love it as a brand name now.
Well, cool. You've got the Twitter handle. You can't move on.
I know. What a score.
Now, the reason we've got you in the studio today is because there's a bit of a song going around the traps. In fact, it's probably going around the world and going crazy right now. The song is called Moneymaker. I guess there's been a bit of an evolution to the song. This started out as a sample-based dance track. Is that right?
It did, yeah. Well, I mean, it started out as kind of what you hear now. The idea was a full vocal, fun, just mix-mash of everything. And at the time, I signed overseas to a big dance label that sort of came back and said, we love it, but we need a clubbier version. So that's the version that first came out. It was the stripped-back, sample-based feel club track. And, yeah, this version had been done for maybe a year almost with David Spector singing on it.
Right, okay.
As the roller skates part and as the rapper, as ridiculous as that was. That's another story. But anyway, we'd finished this version and then signed, sealed, delivered it to the label who then last minute wanted to pitch it to Lunch Money Lewis and Aston.
Okay, so let's just round that up a bit. So David did the original vocals.
He did.
You did, and then you did a club version, which was pretty much just the sample
on
the instrumentation.
Essentially, yeah.
And that actually went pretty well around
the world. It did, yeah. That was a really big club track for me. So
lots of DJs across Europe, across the US playing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spinning it, which is fantastic. Now, David, as we said, co-wrote and was the vocalist on Together, mm-hmm. and you're still working with him. He co-wrote Moneymaker.
He did, yeah. He wrote the roller skate section, which Aston sings. He did that in about 5 minutes, which is insane. I mean, he sent it back, and we were both like, no, it's too ridiculous. Sorry, we can't use it. It's funny, but we can't use it. And then, like, 2 months later, we were both, like, kind of at the same time, sent each other messages, being like, you know that roller skates thing you did? We kind of love it. And then a couple months later, again, we decided we wanted to use it. And then it was a similar story with the rap. We'd gone back and forward kind of jokingly singing, what if we wrote a rap for this song? And we're like, nah, don't worry about it. That'd be ridiculous. And then, you know, we spent 2 months writing a 15-second rap, and then here we are. We got Lunch Money Lewis to rap it.
And so let's talk about this for a minute. Lunch Money Lewis, Aston Marigold, two huge international acts right now.
Yeah.
Aston Marigold had a major top 10 hit in Australia here last year. He was hugely successful as part of JLS in the UK for 5-6 years before that. Mm-hmm. Lunch Money Lewis has had two major hits of his own and can't set a foot wrong.
I know.
Just in the last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you get these guys to be singing on your song?
That was through the label, actually. They, like I said, it was delivered as the version with David singing on it, and then at the very last minute they were like, we're going to try pitch it out to Lunch Money in Aston and just see what they think. And they came back saying they both loved it and did their own sessions and sent us their thing, and it was amazing.
Mm.
At first I was extremely stubborn about it because I'd settled on this version that I'd heard for about a year, and I was like, sorry guys, we're pulling Lunch Money and Aston off. They're not on it.
Yeah, we're not gonna use those.
We're not gonna use them. Like, who are they? We don't need them. And then naturally I fell in love with their versions and went back and forth with them on Skype a couple of times to finish it, but essentially it was what they'd sent over originally.
What was special about what they brought to it in the end then?
They made it a lot more modern. I think the other version with David singing it was amazing, but it's when you compare that to what Aston did and the character that Aston brings to it, it's just an entirely different feel. And I think on the latest demo we had the James Brown sounding singer from the Shake Your Money bit sing the intro and the rap section, which I loved, but it was when you compare that again to the Lunch Money Lewis sing, it just had a really different character, and it was a lot more modern and suited the, I guess, modern versus old school vibe that we were originally going for.
Yeah. All right. So when we wrap up here, we're going to listen to the song because it is my favourite song of the moment.
Thank you.
It is amazing. But 2 days ago, 3 days ago, you got the video out.
Yes.
And this is a whole new thing again.
It
it's
is.
A whole new element.
But again, that was like from the start. We had like, once the song was done, we're like, we need this video to be ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It is.
Was this filmed in Australia?
It was. It everyone that I speak to thinks it's some massive overseas production, but it was a massive production, but done locally in Melbourne by these two guys, Jeff and Max from Frank Meets Wolf, and they just killed it. They came back to us with two ideas. One was the one you see now, which is
basically a 70s porn.
A 70s porn.
Spoof, yes.
Well, I mean, because the idea of the song was if James Brown were alive today, what he might sing about.
Yeah, right.
And the idea was, you know, you've got all these things and, like, we need to bring it back to the classic songs and I'm sick of all the fancy technology. Anyway, so the idea they came back to us with, the one that we picked, was what if James Brown is, instead of a singer, he's a retired or a washed up porn director that is directing modern porn and wants it to be how it was in the good old days.
It's actually not hard to imagine, is it?
It is. I know. And his name's Velvet Jesus, the James Brown figure.
Okay.
I think you kind of need to see it to believe it.
Yeah. You do need to see this video.
Yes,
it is out there on YouTube. It is now. Your two stars, Madison McCoy.
Yes.
And Mark Bonanno.
Yes.
Bonanno, is that right? Bonanno?
I think it's Bonanno, yeah.
Bonanno. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing casting.
Yes.
They're both from Australia?
Both from Australia, yep.
Fantastic.
So Mark's in a group called Auntie Donna, and Madison was on the eBay Hump Day ad campaign, if you've seen that.
Right.
It's a must watch if you haven't seen it. But both amazing guys to work with, and kind of one take wonders. They just killed it every time.
It is an amazing video to watch. It adds a whole new element.
It does, yeah.
To the song. If ever a video was going to propel a song into the heights, then this is going to be it, I think. So congratulations to
Thank
all
you.
Involved.
Thank you. Yeah.
What's next on the list for Throttle and?
Just really touring and music releases is the next 6 months to a year, I guess. I'll be heading to Tokyo this week, then Amsterdam. I'm doing a live performance there with a band, which will be mm-hmm. awesome. Then back to the US, and then hopefully some Australia stuff in earlier in the year, if not sooner. Earlier in the new year, if not sooner.
Cool. Music wise, can you give us a taste of what might be around the corner? Would be more in the style of
Definitely in the style of Moneymaker.
Yeah.
The next one is more a jazzy house thing, whereas this one's kind of funky house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's without giving too much away. Yeah, it's equally as fun, if not more fun, and we're planning the video already, so we'll see if we can top the current one.
Well, if it's even 50% as much fun as Moneymaker, you can guarantee we'll be playing it.
Thank you.
It is an amazing song. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you for spinning it.
Robbie Bergen, Throttle, thank you for joining us today on Joy.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're gonna spin that song now. This is Throttle. It's Lunch Money Lewis. It's Aston Marigold. It's Moneymaker, and you got to shake it on Joy.
Now listen. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.